Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond. I just clapped, didn't I? Aha! Okay, so welcome to the... Today's Tuesday, right? I've lost track of time. I guess a lot of people have lost track of time in the COVID sort of thing, right? What day is it? Where am I? Am I stuck somewhere? No, let me out. You know, everybody, like, yeah, I think most of us are feeling, let me out, let me out. I'm not going to get into the political thing, but I will remind everybody, wear your face mask in public. When you're around people, when you're jogging, when you're in a field by yourself, when there's nobody around, you can take your mask off. But when you're around people, it protects you. To me, it's a reminder. I know I'm going off topic. Today's topic is about meditation. Today's topic is about rewiring the brain, about positivity. But how can you be positive if you're laying in bed with a ventilator, right, in a hospital bed with a ventilator? So I'm it's common courtesy, reminder. The key thing about a mask is not so much that you'll filter out everything that comes in, and some of them are like the N95 are designed to filter out 95% of airborne particles that reach you. So it's just a good thing, right? To me, the mask is a symbol of let's protect each other. You wear a mask, I wear a mask, we will protect each other from the virus. It's very simple, social distancing. I'll give you a great story, and I know I'm off track here, and I have this, and I'm assuming it's true. You know, you never know what's on the internet if it's true or not, but a hairdresser, she had the virus. Okay, we'll just go there. And if I had the way to show you somehow, some way, here's a story, and you can check it out for yourself. Okay. Saw her clients as a hairdresser, had the virus, wore a mask. Her patients had to wear a mask. No one of those 100 people came down with the virus. She protected herself from giving it to somebody else. They protected themselves. Now, wearing the mask may not protect you from the virus reaching you, but you wearing the virus is a reminder to others, you know what, I might be sick. I might have it. So let me protect you. Make sense? Okay. Yeah, it's just protecting yourself. Now you need to do more research how it protects you from getting it, but okay. But it's important about social distancing, and there's a controversy about airborne or so forth and so on, but that's not the point of the show. The point of the show is rewiring your brain, positivity. Positivity, having a positive attitude, having a positive outlook on life leads to happiness. Happiness leads to success. Happy people are more successful. So there's a step process here. Have a positive attitude. Work on having a positive attitude, positive thinking. Be happy, be successful. It's a game plan. Follow the game plan. And one of the steps of being happy or rewiring yourself is rewiring your brain for success. I like that. Rewiring your brain to be positive. Positivity leads to happiness, which leads to success. Okay? And as I said yesterday, success in itself does not lead to happiness. Some people go, that's crazy, but think about it. If you're always thinking about success, you may not be positive. Okay? You may not be positive. You may not maintain the positive mindset. So we're going to do a couple meditations. I used to teach a 3-minute meditation, which was a good way to relax in the middle of the day. You're stressed out. And that's really about getting more positive again. Okay? So let's work on that. Let's work on a couple 3 minutes. Let my spirit guides do it too. So this is the pathway I'm on of helping people is to help you to be more positive. Rewire yourself to be positive. Think in terms of positivity, which will lead to happiness. I had that experience. I was practicing these ideas of positivity and rewiring the brain yesterday. And And if you go back and listen to yesterday's show, there's five different things that you can do. And I posted where to look. I don't think it ever showed up. I don't know. Chat thing does not work, right? For some reason, this chat thing does not work. That's why. Okay, that's besides. Let's not go there. So we're going to do some meditations. First step is, well, there's five, and I'll give them to you real quick. We won't go into detail. Okay, no details here. Just quick ones, okay? Number one, gratitude. Showing gratitude. Expressing gratitude each day. At least three things. That's easy. I could list of 20 things right off the top of my head that I'm grateful for. But think about the grateful things that happen, things that you're grateful for today, right? Like my toast turned out perfect this morning. Grateful for the toast turning out. So that's positive. I could have bitched and complained about the toast, but I didn't. I'm grateful for the way the toast turned out. So it's rewiring the brain instead of thinking, oh, that was not good. Oh, woe is me. You're thinking in terms of showing grateful, being grateful for the things in your life, which adds to more things to be grateful for. Okay, number one. Number two, journal. You can journal, different ways. Write it out on a piece of paper, go on the computer, go on your laptop, whatever it is, and just write out one positive thing that you are appreciative today. Just write it out in detail. Just a paragraph. Do a paragraph on something that you think really was positive in your life today. Okay? That might be the end of the day activity. Oops, I'm running out of time. I'm rattling on and on and on. Exercise every day. That rewires the brain. Okay, helps you a lot. Just exercise. And they were in 10 minutes. I like 20, but that's up to you. Show acts of kindness. Everyday acts of kindness. And they suggested writing somebody every day and appreciating something they did. Now, I go onto Facebook and Instagram, and I just comment on posts. I think that's really a beautiful post. Thank you, Sherry. That's showing kindness to somebody else for the efforts they put in. Okay, simple. Okay, so I have four or five. I always get the fifth one except. So okay, and then what we're going to do today is okay, let's do the meditations. Two of them, I hope, 3-minute meditation. So get a comfortable place. There's no specific comfortable place to sit. Just get in a comfortable place. Take a deep breath. Take it deep. And exhale slowly. And as you inhale, feel and focus on your chest as you inhale. Feel your chest expand. And then when you release the air, let it feel the energy. Just feel your chest. Feel your body. Pay attention to your body. Get connected to your body with this breath. Do a couple more deep breaths in. Feel it. Sense it in your body. Exhale out. Just repeat that pattern. Just repeat it. Breath in. Feel it. Feel your body. Feel your chest expand. And that's where your focus is. Your focus is away from all the things, all the anxiety. And if thoughts come in that are distracting, bless them, honor them, and let them go. Just bless them, honor them, and let go. Then take another deep breath in. And then exhale out. Meditation. I am really grateful that I'm able to do this. I am really grateful that I can breathe deep. Exhale out. This put your focus on yourself, your body, your breathing. It takes you away from the problems and anxiety of the day. Gets you to focus just in the moment right now. Mindfulness. In the moment, breathe in. Okay, that's number one. Let's do that. Just repeat that pattern. It's a very simple pattern. Just breathe in. And exhale out. Any thoughts come through, bless them, honor them. Okay, so let's do another one. Take a deep breath in. Now visualize or imagine at the top of your head a beautiful, soft, white light. believe this to be a divine light from a higher source, from higher energy. Vision is soft white light on top of your head. This divine healing energy, this energy to help you to use your capacities fully to rewire your brain to positivity. So visualize this white light and visualize this white light coming down into your brain, into your mind, into your brain. Feel the energy coming in. Feel it resting inside your brain. And just feel and imagine for a moment this activity that's going on inside your brain, this activity of rewiring. It's like you can visualize your whole brain being wired and rewired to positivity, positive points of view, positive attitudes. And as it begins to rewire your brain into a positive outlook on life, positive outlook on where you're going in life, visualize, imagine any negativity, any negative thought patterns just being dissipated out. So when you exhale out any negativity, any negative wiring, just practice that. Just practice that breathing in that beautiful soft white light into your brain. Hold it there. Feel and imagine for a moment that your brain is being reared to positivity. And practice this over and over and over again. It feels good, doesn't it? Just try it again. Breathe in. Beautiful, soft, white light coming into the top of your head. It rewiring you to positivity. The key on that one is, and think about it this way, that when you begin to rewire your brain to positivity, it replaces the old wiring, the negative wiring, negative thought patterns. The more you move away from negative thought patterns, the less and less impact. It's like they fade away and become replaced on by positive thought patterns. You can visualize that too in your meditation. Just visualize this beautiful thought, soft white light coming down and rewiring your brain for positivity. And as your brain begins to rewire for positivity, it replaces all that negative wiring, all that old wiring in your brain for complaining, for worry, for fear. Now you're wiring your brain for positivity. Beautiful, isn't it? So think about that. As you go through the day, think about that for a moment. Think about rewiring yourself. You know, do exercising, okay? Show appreciation or gratitude at the end of the day. You know, just take a few minutes before you go to bed. Just be grateful for the beautiful things that happened. You can 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, whatever it is. You know, from what I've been reading, 3 is good, but do more. That's important to you, right? Maybe on a journal at the end of the day, some positive experience. And the key thing about that positive experience, you're going to be looking for positive experiences all day, right? If you're going to journal at the end of the day, maybe a paragraph or 2 paragraphs or even less about a positive experience, your focus all day long is looking for those positive experiences, not for the negative experiences and all the woe is me experiences. Oh, what a miserable day it's been. It's so hot. Your focus will be on positivity that happens, things to be grateful for throughout the day, and you're going to write about them. And you get into the habit of that, and your brain gets into the habit of looking for positivity in your life. Think about it. You'll be happy. When you're thinking positive thoughts, when you're thinking about things that you appreciate, happiness follows right behind that. Boom, done. Happy camper. And we all want to be happy campers. I don't know what we'll talk about tomorrow, but this is really important stuff. This is kind of a culmination of a lot of my study throughout the years and a lot of my channeling, my spirit guides. And they just so important to us to understand that being happy is a prime concern. We can always go back to it. Society wants to pull us away. Let's all move back to being happy. I love you guys. Be back tomorrow. Talk soon. Bye.